This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado Springs utilities have a better idea of when work along Kiowa will be completed. Yesterday, officials with the municipal utility provided that update, saying that they're going to have to replace a water main on top of the electrical work that needs to be done in the area. Two transformers being replaced. One was damaged with that underground fire a couple weeks ago. With the addition of the water main work now, Springs Utility says work will go well into October, leaving Kiowa closed at I-25 through the downtown area for some time. A fire at an abandoned gas station in Colorado Springs remains under investigation. It's a story we brought you yesterday as breaking news here on KRDO's Morning News. Crews responded to that gas station just east of Fillmore in Nevada near El Paso Street around 3:15 yesterday morning. The fire was put out pretty quickly. No injuries were reported. No word, though, on what caused that blaze. Over the past week, multiple Southern Colorado law enforcement agencies teamed up to recover several stolen vehicles throughout Pueblo and Fremont counties. According to Pueblo Police, they teamed up with the Pueblo County Sheriff's Office, Fremont County Sheriff's Office, even Colorado State Patrol for the operation that recovered 10 stolen vehicles and resulted in 3 arrests. PPD say that the cars valued at about $180,000 total. According to police, the operation able to utilize air support, which helped find stolen vehicles that were stripped from parts and dumped in fields. Two of the people arrested having charges referred to the DA's office, while a third was already wanted for previous offenses. In Colorado Springs, police are looking for a man wanted on 7 different charges of attempted murder. Police believe 24-year-old Andre Singletary is believed to be a danger to the public. KRDO's Quinn Ritzdorf tracking the case.
According to court documents, last month, Singletary nearly killed his partner. The woman told police Singletary punched her multiple times, dragged her by her hair, and strangled her. After letting her go, he grabbed a gun, put it to her head, and threatened to kill her. Singletary then left the apartment and hasn't been seen since. And his criminal history shows this isn't his first attempted murder charge. In August of 2022, Singletary shot at multiple cars in a week-long road rage spree. Singletary was arrested and even admitted to shooting at cars. The detective on the case referenced Singletary's criminal history and recommended an elevated bond. He received a $100,000 bond but posted it a month after his arrest. Now that he's back on the run, police say he's a danger to the public.
If you have any information about Singletary's whereabouts, you're urged to contact Colorado Springs Police at 444-7000. 7:03 now on KRDO's Morning News. It is harvest season for hundreds of local growers across southern Colorado, and there's now an easier way to find all of them. Praxy Vigil is a third-generation farmer and says that farmers appreciate consumers who make a point to shop local.
We put a lot of hard work and time into it, and, you know, and we need that support.
He has been selling fresh roasted Pueblo chilies along with a variety of melons and pumpkins at a farm stand along Austin Bluffs for the past 27 years. The Palmer Land Conservancy now working to make it easier for the public to support local agriculture. They created a local food guide to help consumers connect with producers that grow the food. Colorado also creating an incentive for individuals who are struggling to afford groceries. It's called the Double Up Food Bucks program. If you qualify for SNAP benefits, you can sign up for the program and get extra money to purchase fresh produce from participating stores, even farm stands in the area. 2 children, meanwhile, dead. 7 other people injured following a Wednesday night house fire in Aurora. The children's mother, Tiffany Lee, was at work when she received that devastating news.
When you're a mother and you get a phone call while you're at work, for them to tell you your house is on fire, and then when you try to find your kids, you find out you got 2 of them that are gone. I don't know. It's hard and it hurts.
Fire crews dispatched to that reported house fire in South Oakland Circle around 11:30 Wednesday night. Firefighters battled the blaze, ended up locating 9 people inside the home. They were transported to various local hospitals with 3 in urgent condition, the other 6 in critical. 2 girls, a 9-year-old and 2-year-old perished in the fire. Investigators now looking into what caused those flames. And a conservation-focused nonprofit is buying a 14er to ensure public access for years to come. The Virginia-based Conservation Fund has now acquired 300 acres of land at Mount Democrat that has been privately owned, now intends to give it to the U.S. Forest Service. The previous owner had closed access to the land several times over liability concerns, costing nearby towns millions in lost tourism revenue. The mountain's hiking trails will become part of the Pike San Isabel National Forest, guaranteeing access to Democrat and 3 other 14ers in the Del Cabrón Loop.
Last day of summer and the first weekend of fall, and we've got mainly sunny skies and mild temperatures, albeit a little bit breezy, both Friday and Saturday. High temperatures today in the low 80s, Colorado Springs, 86 in Pueblo, as we head overnight, partly cloudy skies with morning lows in the upper 40s and low 50s. Warm and breezy once again Saturday afternoon with a high of 78, Colorado Springs, 82 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.